this episode was inspired by both the that movie The Cove and, of course, the Whale Wars TV show, which, again, you know, just like any time we always see a glimpse of something, and then when we decide to do a show about it, we've got to really sit down and kind of study it and see what to make fun of and everything. And I had already, it was actually my dad that had said to me, you know, have you seen this Whale Wars show? And I'd only see the ads, and he goes, it's just these guys, and they don't really do anything. My dad said, you know, have you seen this show? Basically, they really don't seem to do anything. So then I caught it a couple times, and it definitely was like, you know, they claim they have this big rad opening and everything, and it's an hour long, and it's always like, okay, we're gonna do that. They come up with some big plan. And then somehow they fuck it up, where it's like, oh, they're gonna do this big rad thing, but then they break the boat, or then someone hurts themselves, or whatever. But
they still build up the whole thing dramatically.
Yeah.
Like, what's gonna happen when we go and stop these Japanese whalers? Will they attack? Will they do this? It's who knows what's gonna happen. They interview all the people and they say, are you scared to go on this mission? It's like, I'm pretty freaked out about this. It's just pretty hardcore.
Yeah.
And then all that stuff. And then they go, and then the crane doesn't work, so they can't get the boat in, and so that's all in that episode.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, you can't do that.
Fucking do that.
And so it was one of these things where
at first we were making fun of it. We were making fun of it, and then, but what had happened was we'd already done Dead Celebrities, where we were super pissed off at Ghost Hunters, thinking, wow, this is a show where nothing happens, and people play this music and do whatever, and just a show of nothing happening, until we saw Whale Wars, and we're like, wow, this is truly people doing nothing and trying to make an hour worth of television out of it. And
it couldn't even be a good half hour of television, and they stretch it out so much.
Yeah.
But like, if you're shooting a show where you're like, we're going to go stop whales from being killed, when you fuck up and you don't use the crane right?
Yeah.
You get that on film, you cut that out of the show.
Right.
you don't put yourself fucking up on film and then make that, and then build that up dramatically, like what's going to happen. That's the part that pissed me off.
No, and then they would build it up over the course of it. They would do an episode, and then it's just like, well, you know what? Tomorrow we're going to go on their ship and ruin their, and we're going to smash their stuff. And it's like, oh, wow, okay, now you're getting rad. Now you are being pirates. And then you would come back the next week and be like, let's go, and be like, oh, they're gone now. We can't do that. And then they would just start over. Like you're supposed to be fine with that.
There's one part where they are going back to port because the engine blew up, probably because somebody screwed up. But so they can't. So here you are. You've done a whole. You're doing a whole television show. You've sold us on, like, here, watch the arc of this season. And then it gets to a certain point, and they're basically like, well, one of the engines is screwed up. So now they've got to spend 2 weeks and go all the way back to Melbourne, to port, to get it fixed. Which is just like, well, just cut that out of the show. That has nothing to do with any whales or anything.
Nothing happened.
Your show's fucked up. Now you got to just wait 3 months and shoot the end. But whatever. So they shoot this. And so on the way back to port, first of all, the crew has a big party because they have nothing to do for 2 weeks. And they all get drunk, and then the captain gets mad at them for no reason. And then there's a storm coming. And they build it up like, oh my God, will the crew survive the perfect storm? And they're turn, 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 turn. And then it cuts to sunshine coming through the clouds. He goes, well, the crew survived the perfect storm.
They did, but they made you sit through a commercial for that, too.
And they build it up.
And it was the perfect storm.
There wasn't
it
any,
was raining.
It was there. Not even there was like one shot of it was kind of raining, and people, and they made him go up on the deck to like slip around a little bit. It's ridiculous.
But then we finally saw the episode where the captain, that Paul, what's his name, Paul Watson?
Paul Watson. Yeah.
He said he got shot by the Japanese.
You've
got to see this because it's ridiculous. It's like, he's just standing there, and suddenly he gets this, and the camera's like perfectly poised, and he turns to the camera and is like, oh, I've been shot. And they make this big thing. The captain's been shot. And it's like, you are lying. You're a liar, and you're totally lying. And people are like, but that's what happens with people like this. Matt and I are just as against whaling and all that as anybody. But, dude, we're way more against people going out and basically saying, well, my cause is so just that I can say people shot me when they didn't.
The Japanese shot me.
That's what he's made. A liar, and he's lying.
Just so shitty.
Piece of shit. And so that's what happened.
I seriously, after watching that show, it made me sympathize with the Japanese whaler.
Totally.
Somehow it's that badly done of a television show, and that – lame of a subject that you actually side with the guys who are killing whales.
Yeah.
You're actually like, please kill some more whales. Get going.
Fuck that guy.
And it happened because when we first started the show,
I want that guy to lose. As you can see, we're very heated about this because, like, when we first started the show, you know, like Thursday, Friday, it was just like, you know, oh, and we'll kind of make fun of those people. But we had to sit down and watch this stuff. And Matt and I kept going into each other's offices going, dude, no, watch this one. Watch this. Watch that. And then we saw the one where you get shot. We're like, fuck this guy. And it all became, that's why we.
I didn't even watch any Whale Wars until we started. I never even heard of it because I'd seen The Cove. And then we started talking about the whole Japanese part of it. And it wasn't until somebody's like, oh, there's that other show. We should watch that and see if we can do anything with that. And then it just, I was just fascinated with like how crappy of television it was.
Yeah.
It just lied to you.
Yeah. Wait, let's move on. I'm pissed off. We're pirates.